This episode is sponsored by BetterHelp. Earners, what's up? Look, today I want to talk to you about something that's been on my mind, a real weight on my shoulders. You know, we all have these moments, big or small, that just stick with us. When we don't talk about these things, then they can start to affect our lives in unexpected ways. That's why having a space to express these feelings is so important. I know firsthand the benefits of therapy. It's been transformative for my friends and family. Therapy can help you learn crucial skills like setting boundaries and developing coping strategies. It's not just about dealing with major events. It's also about enhancing your day-to-day life, allowing you to become the best version of yourself. So if you've been thinking about therapy, BetterHelp can be a great option for you. It's entirely online, which makes it super convenient and adaptable to your busy schedule. You start by filling out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist. And you can even switch therapists at any time if you feel the need without any additional cost. So get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/earnyourleisure today to get 10% off your first month. Remember, that's BetterHelp, HELP.com/earnyourleisure. Don't wait. Don't hesitate. Head over there now. Earners, what's up? Look, I want to give y'all a little peek behind the curtain of producing Earn Your Leisure. It's a lot more than just sitting down and chatting. It involves meticulous planning, recording, editing, and then promoting each episode to ensure it reaches all of you. And if you picked up any of our merch, then you know there's a whole extra layer of logistics from inventory management to shipping. Running a podcast is like running a small business. And speaking of business, I know many of you entrepreneurs are involved in e-commerce. You understand how crucial it is to streamline operations and cut costs wherever possible. That's why I want to talk to you about ShipStation, the multi-carrier shipping solution that integrates seamlessly with all your online sales channels. It's all about optimizing your shipping, connecting with expert partners, and freeing up more of your time to focus on scaling your business. Now let's talk about our experience with ShipStation. This tool has been a game changer for us, especially with automating routine tasks. Being able to manage everything from one dashboard and print shipping labels with just a click, absolute lifesavers. Plus, the discounts we get on shipping costs are incredible. Honestly, it feels like we're saving thousands. And as our show and merch sales have grown, ShipStation's robust automation and reporting features have helped us keep up without missing a beat. For those of you who get overwhelmed by order volumes, ShipStation's easy-to-use dashboard is a dream come true. You can import orders from any sales channel, apply shipping preferences automatically, and handle customer service issues right there. Not to mention the savings with up to 89% off carrier rates like UPS, DHL Express, and USPS. It's no wonder over 130,000 companies stick with ShipStation long term. So, are you ready to turn your shipping challenges into growth opportunities? Head over to ShipStation.com and use promo code EARN for a free 60-day trial. Again, that's ShipStation.com, promo code EARN. Start streamlining your shipping and scaling your business today.
The month of September was one of the roughest in recent years. Do you believe the fourth quarter will be better for the market?
Yeah, historically, whenever we've had bad Decembers, we normally have positive returns for the fourth quarter. Also, too, September is really important because of the fiscal year climate. So I think we'll start to see a lot more buying in October. I think we'll be fine, especially like amongst the Magnificent Seven. We'll be fine. A lot of stocks came down to lows where relatively I would like them. Like if Apple got to 162, I would want to buy in there. It's currently a 173 and it hit a high in July of 198. So every time we have a September, we average between 2-7% for the fourth quarter. So unless this UAW strike remains, I'm still interested to see when people have to start paying back loans on a student loan side, how much of an impact that will have. The government shutdown won't have that big of an impact. But the biggest thing is if the Fed will keep raising rates. If they announce they won't raise rates for the rest of the year, definitively, I think that will ease a little bit of the pressure. And then the stock market will be A-OK going into the fourth quarter.
Yeah, historically. When people ask why, I always look at what does history tell us? And historically, the fourth quarter has been the money best quarter to trade in, right? So if we look at over the past 40 to 50 years, the NASDAQ on average, the best month to trade in has been Well, January is the best month with the average growth of 2.5%. November is the second with 1.8% growth, and December is third with 1.7%. That's the NASDAQ. So, yeah. I mean, you would think, all right, that makes sense, but let's look at other indexes. So the S&P, and I'm going off my almanac when I'm talking about history. Mm-hmm. For the S&P, the number one month to invest in is November with an average return of 1.7%. So that's a broader look inside the market, over 500 mm-hmm. companies. Second is April, and third is December. So you got 2 months inside of the fourth quarter for both the S&P and the NASDAQ. And then the Dow Jones, best month to trade in, April. Second is November with the average return of 1.7%. December is third with 1.6%. And so across the Dow, the S&P, and the NASDAQ, two of the 3 months inside of the quarter are the best on record to trade in. So will the fourth quarter be better? Yeah, because we're right now in October kind of ends it, that historical worst 6 months to trade in, September being the worst. October been kind of shaky over the past 10 to 15 years. But we're headed toward the best time of the year if you're trading.
And the Christmas rally has been coming a lot earlier this year. Normally toward going into Christmas, stock market usually has a rally. Hedge funds are taking on clients. So the existing clients that you have, you can't really recruit a bunch of new clients if you're down a bunch of money. So, and I said, I think last year when we did Hulu at Madison Square, the first and fourth quarter are the best months to trade. It would be best to sit out the third anyway. And by this time, if you're going according to your trading plan, you should only have a few more trades up until November anyway, and you should be able to close out the year very strong. So the bookend, so like trading the first hour and the last hour is ideal for trading, but on a quarterly cycle, trading the first quarter and fourth quarter are ideal, and this is a great time to pick up shares to roll into the next year as well. It's also simple.
All seasonal, all history.
Yep.
Okay, so the VIX rose 50% in the last 10 days. What key levels do we need to know, and what do we need to keep our eyes on to better have gains in the market? And what is the VIX again for people that aren't familiar with the VIX?
Yeah, the volatility index is a measure of what the volatility is doing in the market or how choppy the market can be. So if the VIX gets down to $12.46, chaos is on the way. So the VIX does the opposite of our market. So the lower the VIX gets, it's usually a sign that the market is at a high and about to crash. And if we get to 1988, that means that stocks are going to boom. So if a VIX has a high, there's usually a low end for the stock market, and the stock market is going to go up. If VIX is at a low, it means stocks are going to come down. So for example, if we go back to COVID, the VIX got to $85. Every stock on earth was at its low. I know, right? And now from 2020 through earlier this month, we got to a low of 12.5 or some change. So if you go back to 1987, VIX was at $172.79. It was all hell on earth. Ever since then, the market has never hit that same volatility score again. So when the VIX is high, it is then time to buy. I'm channeling my inner 19 keys. This Keys, you've been in the studio a lot lately. Can't wait to hear what you're working on. So if the VIX is at a high in the stock market, it's time to buy.
Right, because that means that the prices are lower than they usually are. So is there a number? Is there a number inside the VIX? And I remember during COVID, we were watching that number and we were like, if it gets to that 35 to 40 range, we could trend high. Is there a number that you look at to say, all right, did this some cause for alarm?
Yeah, $34.80. Okay. So if it gets there, we're so far off from that now. And even though every week there's like UAW, Hollywood ended their strike, but now musicians are quietly talking about, do they need to strike? What you guys do? I mean, because if a fan is having to stream your album 20 times a day for you to make $25 off a fan, that's insane. But the market is remain relatively calm. This is one of the calmest environments. Like September was bloody, but overall the crypto market has been positive. Stock market has been positive. We haven't seen that much volatility, but yeah, if it gets to the 34.80 spot, that's when I'll have a little bit of concern and trepidation.
Yeah. I mean, that would be a great correlation if people would look at, pull up the VIX, and you can type it in as your ticker, VIX, and just look at what it did for the last month, even with all the volatility or the pullback in the market. VIX never got above 20.
Facts.
right? So that should tell you there's some stability happening here.
Yeah.
Introducing WonderSuite from Bluehost.com, the tool that makes WordPress wonderful for everyone. Website creation is hard, but now with Bluehost, you can answer a few simple questions about your business and goals, and the WonderSuite tools will automatically lay out your WordPress website or store in minutes. Seriously. From there, you can customize your design, pick your brand colors, and add blocks. No custom theme or coding required. You'll get content suggestions that you can keep or revise. And with Yoast SEO built in, we automatically help you get found in search engines. From step-by-step guidance to suggested plugins to an AI-powered help bot, our built-in tools make WordPress wonderful for everyone. Whether you're a beginner or a pro, you can join over 2 million Bluehost users. Go to bluehost.com/wondersuite. That's bluehost.com/wondersuite.